If you have a class, you're dismissed to go to your class, whether that's youth group or prayer. If you are in the New Believers or Wednesday night class, please stay in here. Adults, only kids are leaving. We have a guest speaker this evening. Ben is going to be bringing the message for us. If you can give him a big round of applause for Ben, he's a little nervous tonight.
All right. Oh, this thing's louder. This, I don't know if you guys have ever used different mics, but this mic is definitely different than this one. Oh, man. So I have a 3-minute video I want to show, but first, let's join me in prayer. Dear God, I just lift up tonight to you, Lord. I know that there's somebody here, Lord, that needs to hear what you have to say, God, and just allow me just to be the vessel to be used, God, and to bring you glory, Lord. Lord, let our eyes be open and our hearts be receptive, God, to what you have to say. Let us be still and be able to listen, God. And let us not take offense to anything that may be said, God, but just to be open and to be honest with ourselves to become stronger in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So you can roll that video if you want real quick. This video is coming up. It ties into the message very well. Well, while we're waiting on this to load, I'll go into what it is I want to talk about tonight, or what God has downloaded into me. Who here has trash? Yeah, we all got trash. And I'm not talking about that black, hefty garbage bag sitting at home waiting to be thrown out to the trash. I'm talking about all of our personal trash, our sins, the stuff that the devil comes and kicks you in the face and says, you'll never do this because of that. That's what I'm talking about tonight. And I personally have a lot of trash that I have had to give to God, and it's not been easy. But let's pretend we're at a yard sale, right? And we're going through, we're looking at stuff, you know. What might be trash to that person is not trash to you. So you grab it and you hold on to it. You take it home and, you know, you keep holding on to it. You don't let it go. And let's say a couple years later, now you find that same stuff out for the trash, you know. That's all stuff that we've held on to for years. Stuff that inhibits our growth with God. And I'm telling you, I know it's easier said than done, but God is saying, I died for you. I died for that trash. I don't want you just to give me one piece of the trash. Give me the whole bag and stop digging into it and pulling out pieces. I want it all. You don't have to carry it anymore. And so I got some scriptures. Matthew 11:30 says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And when you pick that apart, it means exactly what it says. When we try and carry the stuff that has weighing us down and just keeps us bogging down, the enemy just constantly reminds us of our past, and, you know, you cheated on a test, or, you know, no matter how small or how big the sin or the baggage or the trash may be, we tend to hang on to that because it's psychology. It's human psychology. It's what we want to do. We don't want to let it go. We want the stench. We want the filth. We want the trash because it's our sinful nature. Before I go any further, Lindy, is the video.
Jesus.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see you here.
Whoa, what's that smell?
Smell? Oh, well, that's my trash. I'm a little embarrassed about it.
Oh, well, is that why you've been avoiding me?
Avoiding you? I haven't really been avoiding you. I just, you know, I don't want to get close to you. I mean, I don't want you to smell it.
I'll take it, Kat. Come on.
Oh, no. That's okay. I mean, I made it. It's my trash. You know, I should carry it. It's okay.
Yeah, but Kat, I mean, this is my job.
Right.
I take people's trash. That's what I do, so.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe I could go and just clean it up a little bit, you know, and then I'll come back.
No, Kat, I don't need you to do that. Okay? I'll take it from you so you don't have to carry the weight.
Oh, well, I...
Come on. Just hand it over. All right? Let go. Let go. Yeah, just, yeah, yeah. How's that feel?
Weird. Wow. That is crazy. Yeah,
just loosen it up a little bit.
Check that out. I don't know if I've ever moved like that before.
Well,
I mean, that is crazy. I feel so free and alive.
It's the lack of trash.
Whoa, it's just like, this this is the craziest feeling I have ever had. I just, it's like something's missing, you know?
Well, get used to feeling free, because that's what you are now.
Right, okay.
What are you doing?
I gotta get one thing, okay? Hold on, just a minute.
Get one thing? No, don't open the bag!
Jesus, thank you so much for your sacrifice. I really appreciate all that you've done for me.
What's going on here, Kat?
What?
Look, I'll take the trash, but you need to put that back.
Oh, no, actually, that's okay. This is mine. It's my piece. I want to keep it.
No, it goes right back in the bag, so I'll help you. Here,
put it
here.
No, Jesus, I need to remind myself not to make more trash. I mean, that just
Kathleen,
makes sense.
I will remind you not to make more trash.
Oh,
okay?
Well, Jesus, you know.
That's what I do. I mean, we'll walk together.
I know, but I should be in a better place than this by now. I mean, I'm constantly doing things wrong, you know, and I'm constantly letting you down.
No, the only thing that's letting me down is you taking the stuff back.
Okay.
Look, I took care of the trash before you even created it. Look, don't you see what's happening? Every time I take your trash away, you come back and take another piece. And the more pieces you carry around, the more trash you attract. It reeks. Kat, when I look at you, I don't see your sin. I see you. The real you, the free you. This is what I'm fighting for. This is what I died for.
Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I've already forgiven you. The question is, will you forgive yourself?
I'll let that sink in. Did Christ die for one piece of our trash, or did he die for the whole landfill? Amen. So why do we always keep track of that one sin or that one piece of whatever, that piece of toilet paper, whatever it is? Why do we still reach back into that bag and grab that and hang on to it? Why? Is Christ not sufficient enough? And it goes back to Matthew 11:30. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You would think that if somebody was to, like, if you've got a big boulder on your back and you're carrying it around and it's just tearing you down, and then here comes somebody, Jesus, says, give me that. Why wouldn't you give it to him? And so this is kind of the conundrum that our sin has a power over. And a lot of times it's our own self-doubt. Sometimes we say, God, I don't really know if you're really able to take all of this. Maybe I'll just give you the bag, but if it's cool, I'll just come back in and dip in a little bit here and dip in a little bit there, and I'll hold on to that, and then what that does is that transfers into unforgiveness. Matthew 6:14, if you can put that up, Lindy, please. When we carry the stuff that's in the trash bag that we should have gave to God, when we carry that all the time, it turns into unforgiveness because we're always thinking about it. It's always around us. We smell it. We can see it. It's there. We know it's there. It's not in God's hands. So we haven't fully let that go. So have we really forgiven that? Is it something that we need to really just let go and let God handle? And so Matthew 6:14 says, if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And that's deep. That's really deep. And I believe that also can mean if I keep taking this stuff out of the trash bag, if I keep taking my sin, if I keep taking this and taking that, have I really forgiven those around me? Because unforgiveness is sin. It's not of God. God is forgiveness. God is love. God is peace. God is joy. God is all these things. But he's not unforgiveness. And when we start taking the bag and we start dipping into it, what we're really saying to God is, God, I know that what you did on the cross is great, but I don't really fully believe. I'm doubting you. I'm doubting you that you can take this adultery. I'm doubting you that you can take this drug addiction. I'm doubting you that you can take this over here, but I'll give you the every time I cuss somebody. I'll give you that. I'll give you the curses. I'll give you the when I took your name in vain. I'll give you that, but I'm going to hold on to this. And that really hurts the Father. It really hurts God. And he's saying, lay the whole trash bag at my feet and walk away and never look back. I'm sensing there's people in here that have maybe 5 trash bags. Maybe they got a landfill full of stuff. Tonight is the night. Put it down at this altar. Put it down. Walk away from it. Never look back, because God is saying, I died for you. I sent my son to bleed out on a cross for this. I sent my son. Is he not enough? Is he not enough? Psalms 55:22 says, cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. There it is. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He'll never suffer the righteous. I'm not making this stuff up. This is scripture. This is in the word. I'm preaching straight from the word. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here. So how can the new continue to blossom, and how can the new continue to grow if we're still holding on to the old? That trash bag is full of the old. It's full of guilt, regret, addiction, pornography, whatever. Whatever your sin, whatever's creating a blockade between you and God, that's what's in that bag. Unforgiveness. Maybe you were wronged by somebody in your past. Maybe, you know, I don't know, I'll be transparent. I was molested when I was a kid. My trash bag is bigger than ever. If you could just combine all the children in the world's Christmas list and put them into a bag, my trash bag is bigger than that. And yes, I have been guilty of dipping into it occasionally. But since I've let that go, I'm not saying I'm perfect. No man is perfect. But since I truly let that go and I've walked away from it, there is freedom in that. There is freedom in that. There's a real freedom in that. People say, somebody went to prison and then he got out and got free. I'm not talking about there's a real sense of freedom when you can take the whole landfill, whatever, a 100% of your trash and lay it at the foot of the cross and walk away. There is real freedom in that. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm telling you, I struggled all week and all last week. I was like, God, what do you want me to preach on? What do you want me to say? And God says, give me the trash. Give me the trash. Give me, not just give me the trash, give me all of the trash. Give me it all. Give me the crack stem. Give me the heroin needle. Give me the bottle. Give me the computer that has the porn on it. Give me the nasty words you said about your coworker. Give me all the lies. Give me that time that you cheated on your husband or your wife. Give it to me. And watch, because I've already forgiven you. Not just give it to me, but walk away from it. Walk away from it. Turn. Repent. Walk fully away from it and don't look back. Don't even think about what's still in the bag. Because when we start to think about what's still in the bag, that think about turns into reach about. And then we start getting into trouble. So, yeah, that's basically what God was telling me to say tonight. So, what I'm going to say is, if there's anybody here, don't be ashamed. You don't have to come out and say what it is. I feel like we just need to gather around and just lay our trash right here, right at the altar, because that's one of the biggest tools in the enemy's toolbox. He uses past regrets. He uses trash bags that are full, laying in the corner of your mind and in your heart. He uses it. He's good at it. He knows your weakness. He knows that there's stuff in the trash bag. The last thing he wants you to do is he wants you to come down to this altar and give it to God. That's the last thing he wants you to do. I'm telling you, if you can do that tonight, you will be free. You will be free. And the kind of freedom found in that, you won't find anywhere else. It's not a temporary freedom, people. It's not a temporary fix. It's a permanent freedom found only through Christ. So I'm going to sing this song, and I'll do it with this mic so we don't have to fumble. But as I'm singing, I want people to get free tonight. I want you guys to release whatever it is that's holding you down. Like I said, don't be ashamed. God is here. He wants to meet you. He wants to take that bag off of your back and transfer it onto his, because he's the only one that can take it. The only one that can take it. Amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overwhelmed by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Come on, lay it all down. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. We give you our trash, oh presence, Lord. We give it all to you tonight. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. God says, bring it to me. Bring it to me now. Don't carry it any longer. He says, I am with you. I have always been with you, and I loved you enough to die for you, to send my son. To send my son to die for you because I love you that much. And I don't want to see my children being weighed down by the past, by the stuff that they no longer have control of. What joy is it to hold on to it? There is no joy in holding on to the past because I created your future, God says. Come, come to the altar and give it all to me, all the stuff that you've been holding on to. He says, I know the deepest corners of your mind. I know the deepest corners of your heart, and I will go to the ends of the universe for you. My blood is enough. My son's blood is enough. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. He says, bring me the anger, bring me the lust, bring me the pornography, bring me whatever. God knows you where you're at. And do not be ashamed. Let this chain bind you no more. Be delivered tonight. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overwhelmed by your presence, Lord. God says, quit hiding from me. Quit hiding from me. Because I see you. I see you. And I love you. Your presence, Lord. He says, throw it out into the open. He says, violently throw it at my feet. Don't just give it to me half-heartedly. Violently throw it at my feet. Say, I am done with this. I am done. And give it to him. Give it to me, says God. Give it to me. And once you give it to me, I will never, ever bring it up in your face again. Our God does not do that. Our God does not do that. Once we give it to the Father, that's it. And I mean, we have to give it to the Father 100%, with no strings attached, with no desire to look back. just a simple violent throw of your trash at his feet. Become so sick of it that you don't want to carry it anymore. Because there is somebody that is going to take it. That is, he's right here, right at this altar. He's right here, and he's ready to take it. Whatever it is that you've been hiding, whatever it is that's underneath you, whatever is in the closet, God says, open the door and bring it to the altar. And never think about it again. Never think about it again. God's saying to somebody right now, you can forgive yourself. You can love yourself. You're not the sum of your mistakes. Because when I look at you, I don't see the old you. I see the new creation in Christ. I see myself. I see a son or a daughter in me. There's no reason that my child should be carrying such a burden. Give it to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. We'll just take a couple more minutes. Forgiveness is found right here at the altar. You can meet God right here tonight and settle it. And just be done with it. God is saying, I am the ultimate trash man. Because when it goes into my garbage truck, it doesn't go to a landfill. It disappears forever. That's the difference, God says. When you take your trash to a landfill, you can go back the next day and kind of see some stuff of it or remnants. But God says, when you take it to my landfill, come on, when you take it to my city landfill, it goes away forever. And ever, and ever, and it never comes back. It never comes back. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up. Never runs out on me, your love. Same thing as his love never fails, his promises never fail. And he promises that when you give him all of your trash, all of your guilt, all of your shame, that it is gone. It is gone. It is gone forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and is never coming back. Never coming back, despite the enemy may try, but it will never come back. So find freedom tonight here at the altar. Your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up. Never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up. Never runs out on me. Your love, oh, your love. Thank you for taking our trash. We can't bear it on our own. Oh. Bring it. Bring it to the altar. I know there's somebody sitting tonight, sitting right here in the pews, and they're uncomfortable about coming. But God is a gentle God. He'll take it right in your seat. He's saying, give it to me right now, right where you sit. He says, I could take it at the altar, and I could take it right where you sit. God says, I just want to take it. I just want to take it because I see the hurt and I see the weight that you're carrying. You're a child of mine, says God. You're a child of mine, yet you carry all this weight that you can't bear. Folks, we need to quit downplaying the power of the blood of Christ. We need to quit doubting whether God can do this or whether God can do that. God can do anything. There's no trash bag too big, no sack too small, no nothing. God can take any size trash and just get rid of it forever. God is not of this world. He's not bound to the dimensions and to the principalities of the rulers of this world. He is omnipotent. He does what he wants to do, and he moves how he wants to move. And right now he's saying, I want all your trash. Give me all of it. Give me all of it. Give me it all. Don't just give me 2/3 of it. Don't just give me a quarter of it. I want it all. I want 100%. And God says, you can't hide anything from me. You can't hide. You can fool others. You can fool people. But you can't hide anything from me because I see it all. I see it all. And the sooner you give it to me, the sooner you can get free. The sooner you can spread your wings and fly and get free. And not be weighed down by that crap. All that junk. Whatever it is. Drugs, cigarettes, alcohol. Nothing's too big. Nothing. Sickness, cancer. Nothing. Nothing's too big for God. We got to quit walking around day to day trying to witness to others when we're carrying more than what the person we're witnessing to is carrying. God wants us to lay it at his feet. God wants us to give it to him completely. Give it to him completely. Become that new creation. Quit living in the past. Quit holding on to what happened 25 years ago, or 2 years ago, or yesterday, or 10 minutes ago, whatever. All those thoughts in your head. Not just the physical, tangible things, God says, but the mental stuff, the thoughts. All the thoughts that aren't of me. Every time you think about doing something that you know is not right. Every time you think about cheating your neighbor, try to get this or that. Every time you think about shooting up or going on a bender. All that stuff, all those thoughts. God says, I can take those, and I will take those, and I will destroy them, and you'll never have to worry about it again, ever. And the funny thing is, if you get a big room, I don't care how many people, 2 people or 2,000 people in a room, and you ask them that question, if they're all being honest, probably every hand goes up when you ask them, who here has baggage? Who here has baggage? Everybody has baggage. And that's what makes it so relatable. God doesn't pick and choose. God didn't die just to pick and choose and say, well, I'll take Pastor Chip's garbage, but I'm not going to take Bill over there, or Randy, or Tim, or Lori. No, God takes it all. God takes everybody's trash. Everybody. So, with that, I'll call Carol up to pray. And I know tonight there's a thickness in the air, and God's not done moving. Even though we're going to pray, God's not done moving. There's still unfinished business here, I feel, that needs to be dealt with. Between you and God. God loves you. God is for you, not against you. Isaiah 54:17, he says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And at the same time, he's going to take every single item that's in your trash bag, if you let him. Break down those walls. Break down those walls, he's saying. Break them down and give me everything. Amen.
Father, we just come boldly before your throne, thanking you for this wonderful message, Lord. Father, help us to lay down anything that is not of you, anything that's a burden or something you didn't call us to carry. It may not be a sin, but it could be something you're calling us not to be involved in or to be a part of. So Holy Spirit, lead, guide, and direct each one of us. Your word says your sheep follow you because they know your voice. So Lord, we thank you. The number one way to hear you is through your word. So bless everyone today as we go our separate ways. Safe travel. Continue to use us, Father. Lay people in our heart that you desire us to pray for and intercede for. We thank you for that privilege. Thank you for the message today. And bless everyone here. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen.